When American B-52s went into action on either side of the Hindu Kush in the fall of 2001, the military history of Afghanistan came full circle. The country that for centuries had stood at the crossroads of the great civilization of the old world was suddenly assailed by the young superpower of the new. This time it was not the centrality of Afghanistan, but its very isolation from the rest of the globe that incurred the wrath of foreign arms. Once a coveted prize of empires and a source of indigenous warrior kingdoms, the southern Asian country had devolved through the modern era to the status of a buffer state, then a Cold War battlefield, and finally to a mere hideout, conveniently pocked with caves offering refuge to international terrorists. Yet in the 21st century AD, no less than in the 5th century BC, Afghanistan found itself once again enmeshed in combat with the world's strongest military power. Given Afghanistan's long, varied history of conflict, this latest development has not been a surprise. Unlike some mountainous lands, such as Peru, Nepal, and Norway, even at times Switzerland, its closest European counterpart, it has never been Afghanistan's lot to exist benignly apart from the rest of the world. It has instead found itself at the hinge of imperial ambitions since the beginning of recorded history, from the world's first transcontinental superpower, the Persian Empire, to its latest, the United States. In between enduring or resisting invasions from every point of the compass, and most recently from the air, the Afghans have honed their martial skills by fighting among themselves in terrain that facilitates divisions of power and resists the concept of centralized control. The wonder is that the Afghan people, who at this writing have experienced non-stop warfare for a quarter of a century, present the same problems to foreign antagonists today as they did 2,500 years ago.
And battles between disparate cultures or religions continue to underlie the din of arms. Afghanistan, as ever, remains the stage for not just clashes of armies, but of civilizations. A geographical map, more than a political one, best explains Afghanistan's importance over the centuries. It is the easternmost part of the Great Iranian Plateau, and given the nearby impenetrable arc of the Himalayas, it is the primary land conduit connecting the great empires of Central Asia, the Middle East, and the Indian subcontinent. But conduit is perhaps too soft a term. Invasion route would be more accurate. Afghanistan's claustrophobic passes have borne mute witness to armies of Persians, Greeks, Mauryans, Huns, Mongols, Moguls, British, Soviets, and Americans, among others, including many of the most famous captains in history. As a strategically vital piece of real estate, Afghanistan has also given birth to empires of its own, such as the Ghaznavids, Ghurids, and Durranis, who spread fear of Afghan fighting prowess from Delhi to the Caspian Sea.
The historian Arnold Toynbee once suggested that upon viewing the rise of civilization from its center in Mesopotamia, the map of the old world becomes startlingly clear. He distinguished countries between blind alleys and highways, and among the latter he thought two held prominent place: Syria, which was the link between the civilizations of Europe, Africa, and Asia, and Afghanistan, which was the nodal point between the civilizations of India, East Asia, Central Asia, the Middle East, and thence Europe. "Plant yourself not in Europe, but in Iraq," he wrote, "and it will become evident that half the roads of the old world lead to Aleppo, and half to Bagram."
Toynbee noted that Bagram was once the site of Cyrus the Great's Koppish Kanish, as well as Alexander the Great's Alexandria in the Caucasus. He would have nodded appreciatively had he seen Bagram Airfield become the primary Soviet base in Afghanistan during the 1980s, and that at the onset of the 21st century, not only American, but British, German, and Australian troops have been disembarking at that strategic spot, nestled in the southern foothills of the Hindu Kush.